Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio, heading into our guest interview segment this morning, and joining me from Star Valley Trout Unlimited is Tanner Belknap today, and some really cool projects and some really cool things happening heading into the springtime for Trout Unlimited. Tanner, thanks for swinging by. First off, let's start by telling us about your background and why you became involved with Trout Unlimited.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me. I grew up volunteering for Trout Unlimited all the time, helping with stream monitoring, water quality monitoring, trash cleanups, planting willows, all kinds of things, and went to school for engineering, and then, much to the disappointment of my mom, decided to work for a nonprofit and work on rivers for my life.
Nicely. So this is a career for you then?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I'm a staffer for the national organization Trout Unlimited, and then I work closely with our volunteer chapter here, which would be the Star Valley chapter of Trout Unlimited.
Okay. If someone is completely unaware of what Trout Unlimited is, I know this is a big group, big organization. How do you define it in just a few sentences?
Yeah, so we're the biggest cold water conservation organization in the world. We work on all over North America, any river, stream that has trout or salmon in it, basically. So all kinds of stream restoration, science, community engagement, and all kinds of different things.
Of course, here locally, you guys spend a lot of time on the Salt River, right? And whatever feeds into the Salt River.
Yes, sir. So I'm the Salt River Watershed Manager. My title ends in manager, but I'm in charge of absolutely no one. But my primary focus is the Salt River and all its tributaries. I also work up the Grays River Watershed and McCoy Creek and some nearby stuff, but the Salt is the big focus.
Perfect. Tanner Belknap in studio with Trout Unlimited. So let's talk about a few projects that you've already completed this year before we even get into the spring. What have you guys been up to?
Yes, sir. So I started about 2 years ago. Last winter, we were just starting into a project south of Etna on the river, a major diversion replacement, headgate replacement, and about a third of a mile of bank stabilization and habitat restoration. As with many areas of the bank, Salt River, the banks were highly erosive, have been eroding about 1 to 3 feet a year, putting a bunch of sediment into the river, and the landowners are very concerned about all the land they were losing. Then during the high runoff we had last year, those banks moved 50 feet plus.
Wow.
And those were 7 foot tall banks that were a couple hundred feet long, moving 50 feet from the river. You can imagine how much sediment that is going into the river and how scary that is as a landowner when that's going right at your house. So with the project, we stabilized those banks with a thing we call towwood. So instead of riprap, where you kind of deflect the energy downstream, this is where we embed logs into the bank with root wads sticking out into the river on that outside bank, plant the willows behind them so that those willows will mature long before those logs decompose. Then we'll have a nice, stable, living bank with excellent habitat quality. So that was the major part for the landowners, and then the downstream irrigator, he'd been having to rebuild his dam almost every year to get water into his ditch, and the main reason was because the headgate was just too low on the river. So we moved that headgate upstream so he could get his water without having to build a dam every year, and then we reinforced that riffle with 3 to 4 foot boulders, set that water elevation so he can meet his water needs without ever having to go and place rocks and debris into the river, because that was further exacerbating the instability that was in that project reach.
Those are big projects. I mean, those are things that if the landowner had to do on their own, it'd be economically, it'd be pretty much impossible, right?
Yeah,
without you guys.
There's no way they could afford it. It's about $1 million total project. There's no way an irrigator's going to invest that much money and their headgate and their diversion, because there's no way you're going to grow that much money in hay to pay for that.
Right.
So, that's where we come in, is those landowners, thankfully, a lot of the time we have to raise the money to get the designs, but they put a little bit of money into doing the design work, and then I took those designs and got us that additional $950,000 in funding to build it and complete it.
Wow. So a huge, huge improvement to the area for everybody. Tanner Belknap in studio this morning with the Trout Unlimited. What projects do you have coming up, Tanner?
Yeah, so there's a few different things we're working on right now. I'm running the Salt River Watershed Group. I've been doing that for about 2 years. That's a way for any stakeholder in the watershed to get involved and just speak to what they want to work on. And through that, we're writing the Watershed Restoration Plan, which is a comprehensive plan for everything we're doing. As far as specific projects, we have two projects that are coming up within probably 2025 or 2026 construction. One's about a mile of stream restoration at the Clark's Barn public access area and another diversion replacement there for a spot where irrigators are having some major issues. And the other one is down in the Narrows, in a very popular stretch of the river for floating. It's about 2.5 miles of activating old meanders and a stretch of the river that's lost a lot of stream length. So it's very oversteepened and erosive. It provides very poor quality trout habitat. And because it's oversteepened, there's so much energy in the river that it's eroding banks, and those landowners are having a lot of issues with the river, constantly fighting it, putting concrete, riprap, everything they can to try to hold banks and keep their head gates working. And then one other upcoming project we have is up on Tin Cup Creek. So previously on Tin Cup, we'd restored about 5 miles of the main stem of Tin Cup Creek up along the dirt road where it leaves the highway. That was all about floodplain reconnection. And what we did there was we raised the stream and narrowed the stream so that during runoff, all that water goes into the ground and then slowly releases throughout the summer and fall, and we get much higher stream flows all year long because of that work and much higher habitat quality in that project reach. The work we have upcoming next year is upstream of that, about 1.5 miles back off that dirt road. We're actually using teams of draft horses to drag logs into the river.
Wow.
To try to grade the stream bed and reconnect that area with its floodplain to store even more water up there and try to keep improving those stream flows.
Always something. Yeah. Always something, sounds like. So, Tanner, these are big projects. Do you rely a lot on community volunteers to pull these off?
Yes, sir. So the Star Valley Trout Unlimited chapter is very helpful with providing some funding for the designs. And then a lot of the time I can take those designs and apply for the grants we use to fund the construction work. So that diversion project I mentioned near Aetna, Jackson Hole Trout Unlimited actually contributed a good bit of money to that design. And then we're hosting a Star Valley Trout Unlimited fundraiser here in Alpine on April 20th. And all the proceeds from that are going to go towards these restorations on the Salt River and its tributaries.
Perfect. Let's talk about that fundraiser coming up on the 20th, a fly fishing film tour. And if no one's ever heard of this, that's a lot to try and soak in and figure out what it is. So what's the Fly Fishing Film Tour?
Yeah, so it's called the International Fly Fishing Film Festival, which is a whole lot of Fs, so they just call it IF4. It's an organization where they receive submissions every year from all these fly fishermen and anglers around the world that want their films to be screened all over the United States and the world. And they select their 8 to 10 best films, and then we pay them to be able to screen those films a set amount of money. And then we use that as a fundraiser. So we have over $5,000 in raffle prizes we're going to have, including a full-day guided trip on the Salt, $1,200 Winston rod, a Ross reel, Bajio sunglasses, local artwork, and a whole bunch of other things. Tickets will be $20. There should be an advertisement in the paper next week to help you with purchasing tickets, but you can also just purchase them there in person at the Civic Center on April 20th.
Perfect. So this is happening in Alpine at the Civic Center. And, man, you can win some great stuff. All those things you listed off, that's some high-dollar items.
Yeah, I wish I was allowed to put into the raffle.
Right? Right, absolutely. So, again, a fundraiser for Star Valley Trout Unlimited in Alpine at the Civic Center with the International Fly Fishing Festival. That'll be a great event, 7 o'clock p.m. And Tanner Belknap in studio. Tanner, anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
The doors open for that at 5:30 p.m., and the film screening will begin at 7, so please show up early if you can. We'll be hosting a quick little film of our own at the beginning on the Salt River and all the things we're working on here.
Nice.
One thing I did forget to mention, we are working on a major application that could bring in $5 to $25 million for all the work we're doing on the Salt River and its tributaries here through the NRCS, that's the Natural Resources Conservation Service. So this will be for diversion upgrades, replacing head gates, stabilizing stream banks, restoring streams, the river. So any landowners that are having issues with unstable banks or want to improve their habitat, or irrigators that want to work on their diversions or their head gates and they're having issues, please get a hold of myself, Kaylin Neild with the Conservation District, or Janessa with NRCS, and we'll get you involved in that.
Excellent. How do they get in touch with you?
If you Google Trout Unlimited Salt River, my contact info will be the first link. Otherwise, my email is tanner.belknap@tu.org.
Perfect. That's Tanner Belknap with Star Valley Trout Unlimited. Tanner, appreciate all the time and information. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.